This podcast is intended for investment professionals only.
Hello and welcome to this episode of LGIM Talks. My name is Rob St. George, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Elisa Piscopiello, an analyst within LGIM's ETF team. Ellie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, it won't have escaped anyone's notice that growth equities, technology names in particular, have endured a very difficult start to 2022. So, Ellie, what's your perspective, having looked at growth equities so much, on recent market moves and volatility?
Indeed, stocks with a growth tilt, especially within the technology sector and small cap companies, had a turbulent start of 2022. In general, equity struggled and their sell-off was driven by the challenging macro environment. Concerns around inflation and rising interest rates, especially in the US, caused the rotation into value companies, into those with positive earnings and cash flows and those that pay good dividends. In this environment, also following from last year, small cap companies were penalized as they kept suffering from the effects related to the uncertainty around the spread of the Omicron variant. So far in 2022, bond yields have proven very attractive, and we have seen a rotation into safe havens, with commodities, including gold, which lagged behind in 2021, outperforming global equities. We believe great part of this volatility is sentiment driven, with investors turning bearish in response to the speed of rate hikes, and we would expect to see a more muted reaction in the long term. US rates are driving much of this noise, and it is worth remembering that overall, real rates remain low as we are just about to exit a long period of expansionary monetary policies at a global level. Although also this depends on individual circumstances, but I guess especially for a long-term growth-seeking investor, the key here is to understand how to turn such situation into an opportunity. So to try to identify areas that are believed to have the potential to generate growth and being able to navigate through these periods without getting hurt. For example, finding some secular, structural growth themes that are not fueled by sentiment, but have solid, long-standing drivers. Volatility also is just part of the journey, and it is easier from a human perspective, not just from an investor point of view, to think about the downside more in any double situation. So we shouldn't too easily forget that we're coming from a stellar year in which we have seen a handful of companies, especially technology stocks, driving returns in broad equity indices with fantastic performance over 2021. And some form of correction and reversion could just be natural.
Yeah, great. Thank you for that, Ellie. Now, you mentioned that great performance we saw last year from these names that have sold off recently. I know you look at many of them through a thematic lens. And there, I think people have tended to focus on valuations as one possible headwind. You recently looked at valuations across different themes. So could you tell us, first of all, how you approached that research? What specifically did you look at with these thematic valuations?
Sure, indeed we did a recap of valuations to see how we ended in 2021. And we have looked at various multiples, but we focused on average quarterly PEs as they are pretty common within the industry and also generally available for our strategies. Within the themes, we seek early movers and game changers for each area. So generally, our strategies tend to have a higher proportion of smaller companies, companies that are in a high growth phase and that are reinvesting most of their capital into further growth. So some of these companies are not yet profitable. And as a result, we have looked into positive trailing 12-month earnings to avoid distorting the results of having meaningless results. We have also focused on the past 3 years, as before then themes were less developed and the data could have been more idiosyncratic.
Great, thank you. So you looked at positive earnings and price multiples over the past 3 years across a whole range of different themes. So when you looked at those valuations across the different themes, what stood out to you from your analysis?
It's currently common to see high valuations across many technology subsectors, but it can be possible to find some areas in which valuations are not so high. And this is what we have identified in this study. Even within our thematic proposition, in which we naturally tend to focus on growth and technology areas, there are areas such as digitalization, which continue to be increasingly important parts of society, and they're underpinned by solid growth drivers. We have definitely spotted trends and different levels of dispersion of valuations for different themes. We have seen how tech-heavier themes in general have historically exhibited richer valuations compared to other themes, and compared to those that still have a technology element but focus on different areas such as clean energy and resources. When looking at valuations, we keep in mind our investment approach in which we focus on theme purity. So we think it's pretty important to consider valuations as an observation point, and also to make sure that when we look at them, we're comparing similar areas. Within the clean energy and resources themes over the three-year period, these themes have displayed lower dispersion compared to the rest of the range, with average and median P's mostly aligned and ranging between approximately 17 and 25 times. And overall, we have seen how positive price performance has been supported by solid earnings growth. In January this year, the PEs for clean energy, battery, and hydrogen have come down below their long-term averages. The battery theme is looking particularly attractive, in my opinion, with a PE well below its 17 times median, now in its early teens, so around 13 times, and in the lower side of the range. With hydrogen as well, on the back of challenging performance over the course of 2021, we have seen valuations becoming cheaper and now are at the lowest level over the three-year period. Having said these two themes are very tech-driven, but still, we can see how their valuations are at the lower ranges. And in the digital area, we tend to consider themes such as cybersecurity, digital payments, and e-commerce. And we have seen median PEs ranging from 18 to 30 times. In particular, cybersecurity and digital payments have median PEs that have been fluctuating around 30 times and have recently started to come down. And e-commerce is looking, in my view, particularly attractive, with a current PE of 13 times compared to its median of 18 times. The theme got a boost in 2020, and then valuations have become cheaper over 2021. But performance has also been positive. Digital payments is looking cheap compared to previous ranges. It's currently trading below its median and in the lower range. And this is an interesting theme, in my opinion, as digital payment stocks were strongly affected by a broad sell-off at the end of 2021 due to COVID-related concerns and heightened competition. Companies were worried and financial stocks were being held back because of lower payment volumes and worries around international travel curbs and lower spending. And therefore, payment companies have been affected by this widespread weakness across the sector. But despite these short-term headwinds, the digital payments theme continues to be underpinned by strong growth drivers, such as the secular ongoing shift away from cash transactions. According to a PwC study, for example, on the future of payments, global cashless transaction volume will more than double by 2030. In Europe, the volume is set to increase by 64% from 2020 to 2025, and then by 39% from 2025 to 2030. So this sell-off, we can see, was caused by company-specific idiosyncratic factors that really prescind from the broader long-term shift to cashless payments. And so far, this correction has brought the theme to levels that we had seen about 1 year ago, pointing to cheaper historical valuations. And then we also looked at traditionally tech-heavier themes, such as robotics and automation and artificial intelligence. And historically, these have had the richest valuations across our thematic family. But since the end of 2020, we have seen definitely more dispersion. And although valuations have started to come down, they are still positioned above their median. Artificial intelligence is a peculiar example, as it is a theme that lumps many tech exposures together. So we can relate artificial intelligence to the automotive sector, to the healthcare sector, to the robotics sector. So it's this really shows that it is pretty hard to attribute valuations to a specific theme or a sector. And in the case of artificial intelligence, even when valuations were on the rise from Q1 2020 to Q1 2021, and we are talking about 33 times to 51 times, the theme posted solid returns and outperformed even broad equity benchmarks by over 35% over the period. Healthcare technology also saw its PE rising consistently over 2019, hitting the highest level at the end of 2020, 51 times, reflecting the impact of the pandemic. But the index has retreated since the peak in February 2021, and valuations are now at their lowest levels within the three-year period. And this creates, in my opinion, a good opportunity for areas like genomics and companies specializing in non-COVID-related tools and technologies that are likely to come back during the coming quarters and will likely keep growing now that COVID is becoming more manageable as a disease and is requiring less hospitalizations. So to summarize, we have seen different levels according to different themes for valuations. And in general, we have seen valuations peaking between 2020 and 2021. And since then, they have come down during the course of the year.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for that comprehensive account of your research. It's really good to hear. I'm also glad that you focused there on artificial intelligence, one theme where valuations have tended to look high, but that doesn't seem to have been a barrier to future performance. So I wondered what kind of broader conclusions you've drawn from your analysis about the relationship between starting valuations and performance. Is it fair to say that high valuations don't always prohibit or impair performance? Or do you think investors should be concerned when valuations begin to look stretched?
Sure. So as you said, we touched upon artificial intelligence. Cybersecurity is another example in which valuations have been around the level of 30, 31 times over the entire three-year period. But the theme returned over 100% over this time. Within clean energy and resources, batteries as well, this theme reached peak valuations around the end of 2020 and the start of 2021. But in the last three quarters of 2021, the theme gained more than 7%. And in 2022, despite the challenging start of the year, it's still in positive territory. The clean water theme also outperformed broader benchmarks when valuations were on the rise between 2020 and 2021. And at the moment, those are in the top range. But the theme in 2021 still returned over 26%. E-commerce logistics outperformed broader equity sectors between 2019 and 2020 as well. Valuations in this theme peaked in Q3 in 2020 at about 20 times. And then in the following year, the theme returned 38%, despite valuations coming down to approximately where they were in 2019. And themes like robotics and artificial intelligence have delivered positive performance throughout the end of last year, despite having reached high valuations, thanks to their characteristic and tendency to select innovators and market leaders within the themes. So to summarize, we don't necessarily see high valuations impairing returns, especially across our themes, where our conviction is not based on short-term tactics, but rather on the identification of long-term secular growth drivers and the selection of innovative leading companies. So I would say we're living in a delicate trading environment in which volatility is being caused greatly by sentiment, and investors have developed a broad view that overall valuations are high. So single stock picking will be particularly challenging at this time. A strong view will be helpful for investors, but it can also help to look at themes and take a multi-sector approach to find the key leaders and be able to identify those areas where valuations are perhaps not so high. Finally, equal weighting in a thematic portfolio can really help in this historical moment, so we don't rely on single stocks to harvest returns, while providing diversification along the different segments of the value chain that play key roles in our themes.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Ellie. It's been really good to hear that rigorous quantitative analysis of the relationship between valuations and performance, as well as the overview of where valuations have been and currently are across this range of themes. If you're interested in seeing more of this research, please contact your usual LGIM representative, who will be happy to provide it in writing. Again, Ellie, thank you so much. It's been a fascinating conversation. So thank you for your time again.
Thanks a lot for having me, and speak soon.
Thank you, Ellie. And thank you to all of you for listening. Please do join us again next week for the next episode of LGIM Talks. Thank you all.
If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, you can leave us a rating, or maybe even a review if you're feeling particularly generous, on the Apple Podcast app. It really helps new listeners to find us, and we're always on the lookout for new ways we can improve. As a reminder, this podcast is intended for investment professionals only and shouldn't be shared with a non-professional audience. This podcast should not be taken as an invitation to deal in legal and general investments. Any views expressed during this recording belong to the individuals and are based on market conditions at the time of the recording and do not reflect the views of legal and general investment management. Forward-looking statements are, by their nature, subject to significant risks and uncertainties and are based on internal forecasts and assumptions and should not be relied upon. Where individual stocks are mentioned, these do not constitute a recommendation to buy or sell any security and are for illustrative purposes only. Legal and general investment management is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. For full terms and conditions, please visit our website. To find more great content, check us out on Twitter, LinkedIn, and our website, lgim.com. Copyright 2021, Legal and General Investment Management Limited. All rights reserved. No part of this publication may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, including photocopying and recording, without the written permission of the publishers. This material is issued by Legal and General Investment Management Asia Limited, a licensed corporation, BBB 488, regulated by the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission, for professional investors only.